Welcome to the Strategy Session Podcast, where ASI's editors provide tips and tactics to help promotional product professionals improve their businesses. In every episode, we go one-on-one with a business strategy expert to gather winning insights. The conversations are sure to be insightful and entertaining.
Today, we welcome James Carville to the podcast. James is one of the most celebrated liberal voices in America and a renowned political consultant. The Raging Cajun gained national fame as the lead strategist of Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign. James and his wife, Mary Madeline, a celebrated conservative voice, will be the keynote speakers at the ASI show in Chicago on July 14th. James, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fired up. Being in Chicago, good time of year to be there. And so, a lot of people have enjoyed it. We're having a good time.
Well, you and Mary are coming on to debate, really, about your different political sides, talk about your marriage, and it's the best time because we are so deep into this race for the White House. How do you feel about the election?
Well, I mean, I feel good. I really don't think that Donald Trump is going to be the next president. But it certainly is a crazy year, and things have happened that, you know, frankly, nobody has predicted what happened. I think it's been tumultuous so far. I expect that between now and the 14th of July, the turmoil not only continue but probably accelerate. I think things that we're talking about today are going to be significantly different than the things that we're talking about a month or so now. I really do. Everything is going to change. Things change quickly in this election.
Well, let me just ask you right off the bat. We spoke with Mary, on one of these podcasts, and she said without a doubt that Donald Trump is going to win the election.
Well, that's just not true. I mean, she said it, but it's just not. I mean, and I don't say it because, obviously, you would expect me to say that I thought that a Democrat was going to win. And maybe at the time that Mary said it, some people thought that he was, but it's pretty clear that the evidence is that America is just not ready for Donald Trump. I think that's clear. But she might have a different view, or she might be with somebody else by the time we get to July 14th. I just think there's a whole lot of things that are going to happen here in a short period of time.
Back when you were working so close with the Clintons in 1992, could you tell that Hillary had aspirations to become the president?
Oh, God, she was always involved in everything. I mean, I think when you're working in a presidential campaign, your mind is sort of so focused on the current campaign and the job that you have to do. It's really, you don't think about if somebody else is going to be running at some future date. I mean, the last thing that was on my mind in 1992 was 2016.
Right.
Well, you always knew. I mean, I wasn't surprised when she ran for Senate. I wasn't surprised when she ran for president at all. I don't think anyone did. I mean, if you didn't have the reaction, who would have thought this?
Well, you sound so jazzed up about this election. Do you ever wish you were back involved on the campaign trail?
You know, it's a very good question, and it's one I've thought about a lot, and I get asked a lot. And the answer is, like, no. I mean, I know what it's... And the reason that I say that is simple. That I know what it takes to do one of these things. And, I'm 71 years old now, and I don't have it. And the politics has sort of changed. I mean, I think I still talk to the campaign. I'm still kind of active. I do surrogate stuff for them. But I don't have the what it takes to do this again. I mean, it was something I did. I'm glad I did it. I learned a lot. It was an incredible experience. And also just a lot of the managerial aspects of politics have changed, not the strategic side that so much. That never changed. But, campaigns are just different entities now. They're a lot more tech-heavy. There's a lot more information. They're more highly targeted than they were before. You know, so it's different. So I'm glad I did it. I don't miss it, but I follow it very closely. I shouldn't say I don't miss it. I guess at some level I miss it, but I don't have a desire to get back in it very strongly.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
and I've done 22 different countries. You know, I've had a lot of politics in my life, and I'll have some more before it's over. But then I'm enjoying this. I really like the kind of book coming out, and I really like getting around and doing things. And I got my class at Tulane, and I'm falling pretty good.
Well, let's talk about the book. I saw a snippet about I guess Mary was talking about the three main challenges of your marriage over the years. And one of the main ones was when she was thinking about going back to the White House around 2000. Could you talk about that a little bit, about why that was such a challenge for you guys?
Well, I kind of knew what it would be like to work in the White House. And, that we had the kids, and no, I wasn't totally crazy about it first. Then after she was there and events transpired, I was really kind of glad she did it in many ways. I mean, I thought that she was really helpful. 9/11 kind of changed my view about it. But I mean, I think anybody that had two young children whose wife was going to take a job in the White House, who knew what a White House job entailed, wouldn't have some trepidation about it.
Well, you mentioned 9/11. Mary was in the White House the morning of 9/11, right?
That's right, yeah. It was right in the situation room.
What was going through your mind that morning?
Well, I didn't know, I guess a lot of things were going through my mind. I had first trying to get to my kids to get that, I didn't know if another attack was coming. The Pentagon was smoldering. I mean, there were a million things going through my mind. I didn't know if my wife was going to be okay. I didn't know, there was all these rumors about a plane that hit the White House. I mean, it was so little information that you had. I just get a call, anything, 2 days later from, a Navy commander saying that he's only authorized to tell me that my wife is okay. He can't tell me where she is, anything else, that they would get back to me.
Wow. Two days after 9/11?
My time frame, but it was sometime after 9/11. I just got an abrupt call from a Navy commander, and just saying, I'm authorized to tell you that your wife is okay. I can't tell you anything else as to a location, anything.
What did you, how did you go about it with your children? So you had to tell them, right, that mommy's okay?
Well, yeah, that was it. Obviously, my oldest was in his second grade or something like that. My youngest was kindergarten or pre-kindergarten. And it was turmoil everywhere. I said, we don't know what happened. That your mother's, in the middle of it. She's doing everything she can try to protect us, and we just gotta stick together as a family here.
How many days after do you think that you finally got to see her again?
Oh God, you'd have to ask her. It was probably 7-10 days.
Wow.
I'd have to go back and look at a book, but it was some time. And then we didn't see her very much. She was gone a lot, but I was kind of glad she was there because it felt, at some level, it felt like our family was contributing something to where it just happened.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, she's right there. She's involved in the middle of everything.
Right.
Well, let's talk about you and Mary coming to the ASI Chicago show.
What I hope we can accomplish in Chicago is, people will be there. You're right, there's some serious things you got to talk about. Well, we can also have fun. There's some humor going on in the election. Hopefully we can bring that out. And as opposed to giving people just the same kind of talking points, that's not what we're going to do, is try to give people a different sort of way to look at politics, maybe talk about some of the experiences that we've had, over our lives, being in White Houses, presidents, I've worked for 14 different heads of state. You know, Mary's a, you know, top line, you know, book publisher. And, you know, it's, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, and, you know, we can, you know, really try to penetrate some areas that you just normally think other than a set of sort of predictable and expected talking points. Just not what we want to, I don't think that's what your audience wants. I don't think that's what we want to give them.
When you guys go out on the road for these shows, I mean, do you have, like, you guys pick different places to eat, or you have time to sightsee or anything like that, or is it just straight to the airport?
Well, but, you know, Chicago we like a lot. And so we'll, you know, I think coming in from Kentucky, the schedule is, you know, off the top of my head here. But, you know, we'll probably stay if we can. I more than her, I like to get in before, the extent that I can. Like, I just like to be kind of rested, and, you know, you want to give people, you know, your best shot there.
Yeah.
And we like Chicago. She grew up on the south side of Chicago. We have a lot of restaurants we like there. You know, we know our way around. You know, in the summertime, it's, you know, great city. We friends with the mayor. We even try to see him. So it just one of our favorite places to go and, you know, give a speech. Maybe our total favorite.
It's kind of a homecoming of sorts.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we've already, for some reason, we've done like three already this year.
Okay.
And we always have fun. We like it.
Well, I think you and Mary are going to do more than fine on July 14th.
I'm looking forward to it. Hey. I'm looking forward to it. These are our kind of people. You know, people advertising, people out there hustling every day, you know, selling, making a difference. You know, I really am looking forward to it, and I have, you know, very high expectations that we're going to have a good time. It'll be really fun.
Sounds good. Thank you, James.
Absolutely. Thank you. For sure.
This has been the latest episode of ASI's Strategy Session Podcast. To listen to all of our podcasts, go to asicentral.com/podcast.